You walk because you care about the environment.
We are just too cheap to get a car. A Walk Time Show on Tequila Radio.
So this is the Walk Time Show, as you might know already. Hello, tonight's show will be very Christmassy. We've got a top 5 Christmas song ever. Today we're talking about what funny Christmas traditions you have. And we are doing all our normal stuff like this day in the future. We're going to do a bit of weather for you, if you can find it. I don't know if you noticed today, it's been a bit funny, because it's going to be quite good. I mean, it's 50 with December, it's quite good. It rained for a slight bit in the afternoon. Apart from that, I mean, I was walking quite a good walk today, actually. And it only rained, it didn't rain. And it was quite mild, especially when I get there. On the way back, it was a bit colder, because it was getting a bit dark, but... Yeah, it's quite much. I mean, what's going on? Apparently, it's going to snow somewhere, according to some reports, but I can't see how it's going to happen. What funny weather we live in, eh? Funny weather we live in. It's because we live in weather, don't we? That makes perfect grammatical sense. Anywho, now on to our topic of the day, which is what are Christmas traditions? These are like traditions that basically, if you do something that no one else does for Christmas, that's what I want to know today. Like, if it's anything you want to your family, or, you know, anybody you know does something that's a bit odd for Christmas, but, you know, does it every year, despite it being odd. So, my family, we sort of do weird things. Like, whenever I go to my aunties around Christmas, we always eat gammon, without fail. There's always gammon. Why? What does gammon have to do with Christmas? Turkey pat. Actually, what does turkey have to do with Christmas? It's just the meat at the end of the day. Why would we say, right, we're going to have a really good time of the year where we get all the families together? Why are we going to have the driest meat on earth? Why don't we have sausages? Just eat sausages. Much better for Christmas lunch. Sausages and roast buds. And roast sprouts, please. I don't want excess wind. I've got trouble with that already. Bad enough as it is. I've started my own tradition of making Christmas cards for Christmas. Just because I don't want to buy them because they're too expensive. You know, it's like £2 for a card, come on! And they're pretty rubbish as well. You get a bit bored after a while because you realise I've just bought every single card ever in existence. So I might as well make my own just so I've got some more. And also, eating chocolate for breakfast is, I think, anyone's kind of tradition. I mean, you always get those selection boxes where you get advent calendars and just go, right, you know what? I ain't having cereal, I ain't having toast, we're going to do this. Chocolate style, Mars bar for breakfast, 12 for lunch, and maybe a crunchy for tea. That is really food for thought. So now I'm going to have some top fives for you. And the first thing we're going to do is top 5 New Year traditions. And that's what the New traditions are. Number 5, Bobby Bowling. You used to do that quite a bit. Number 4, Paul Crater. Number 3, listening to Prince's 1999, just to think it's still annoying. Number 2, drinking champagne and eating is disgusting. It is terrible. Yeah, people say vinegar's bad, but I quite like vinegar, but I don't like champagne. Yeah. And number 1 is not using the words to old bangs on. That's about it, isn't it? I thought it was. The top 5 Christmas games are, number 5, there's problems with getting Christmas package, you know, those puzzles that you can make about squares and all that. That's okay. Number 4, the Deal or No Deal DVD game. Number 3, Trivial Pursuit DVD game. Number 2 is Wii Bowling, absolutely Wii Bowling. And number 1, obviously, is Monopoly. A couple of years ago, we had quite an epic Monopoly game in our family, and it got quite heated. I have to say, it really did quite heated. People start falsely accusing. I was like, oh, did you not give me the right money? Oh, you gave him too much. What's going on here? This is completely unfair. You missed out my turn. Oh, it was absolutely anarchy. Honestly, it was. Right, time for what you will be waiting for, the advent calendar, pointless trivia. So we shall be opening the last 7 windows, that was Friday, to today. So we're opening these windows of our advent calendar of pointless trivia. Starting out with December the, I forget, 9th, that's right. I think those open calendar doors definitely need a bit of oiling, or something's wrong with them. So, trivia for the day. A zebra is actually white with black stripes. Well, they've got around. You haven't got black zebras and white stripes. They're not zebras. They're imitation zebras. So they're not the same thing. Just to clarify that. So let's see what's behind number December day number 10, shall we? Here's a nice fact that's actually linked to the radio station. Tequila liquor is derived from the roots of blue agave cactus. Cacti, that's the word, isn't it? For plural cactus, didn't I? Let's see what's behind day 11. One of the ingredients used to make dynamite is peanuts. Does that mean that elephants are going to start exploding because they eat all the peanuts? You just feed the elephants all the peanuts and then BOOM! Oh my goodness! It was a suicide elephant! I didn't expect that. Sure, I hope I have any good Al-Qaeda ideas now. Please, no suicide elephants. That is just absolutely out of order. Right, let's see what's behind our final day for now. The 12th, and then we'll come back after later on to do the rest of them. So behind December 10th, 2 out of 5 American women dye their hair. What's wrong with original hair? That's what I want to know. And right now it's time for my weekly rant. And today's rant is a weather-based rant. Now, I've heard a lot of things about the possibility of snow, but I have a gripe with a different type of weather. And I was reminded about this week by a terrible, terrible thing called hail, or even sleet sometimes at that, because any weather that hurts you should be banned. I mean, what? I think this just proves that there's no God. Why would God invent a weather that hurts people? What? You know, it's like, it's caused to punish all of us. But what about the good Christians? We are the good Christians getting hail done. This is indiscriminate punishment. You should be indiscriminate. The problem is the hail. So, if you were on a bike and it was hailing, it would be like you were being delayed by a shot. Like, it hits your face and it's like, oh, I'm getting hit by a plane or something. It's like if people were like just on stuff and you were like, I don't know, it's like crowding the shit taps or something. Anyway, I just think hail, not so great at it. It's like dust. There's no point in dust. This is for December 13th, so here it is. This is a bizarre bit of trivia. I don't even know if I believe it. It says, if properly led, a cow will walk upstairs but not down. Sounds like some sort of half dialect, isn't it? Goes up the stairs but not down the stairs. Who did that? Who actually led a cow upstairs? Who freaking set bollocks over like that? What would drive a person to say, you know what I want to do today? I want to make a cow go upstairs. Because I've got it's just a really bad, farmer. He's put his milking machines up a flight of stairs. Oh, God. I didn't think the cows couldn't go. Everybody, I thought everyone knew cows could take a stairs. Oh, I'm going to have to install a lift. Oh, God. Goodness gracious me. So on to December 14th. ¥13,000 Coca-Cola beverages are consumed per second? Per second? Per second? So that, in that time, in that little per second free grab, from now it's probably like about 100,000 Cokes. Stop drinking Coke, rustle your teeth, people. Have some consideration for your own health. Now on our final door, day, which is today, the 15th. And behind door number 15 is a group of kangaroos is called a mob. That's because they're just out of control. They are a mob. Did you know that some kangaroos put horses' heads in kangaroos who don't like beds in their pouches sometimes when they're sleeping? Right, now it's just day in the future. So, in 2015, since China now runs the planet, the world has to wait an extra 2 months before they can celebrate New Year. In 2013, due to a mix-up between ITV and the BBC, Robert Sugar's crowned the winner of the X Factor, and Robbie Rose wins the Young Apprentice. In 2014, Mexico joins the EU, which subsequently gets renamed to the EU. In 2017, the Lonesome Quarry finally ends up to 7 years. Or should it be 6? I find out, can I? 6 years?
No.
They did start last year. It seems like long ago. It probably did start last year. In 2022, the difficulties of Christmas shopping are now finally over. Because presents can be teleported directly into your living room. Fantastic. Through the magic of the eye teleport, which was invented by the reincarnated corpse of Steve Jobs. I just made that bit up at the end, but never mind. In 2020, due to the mass destruction it's caused over the last 15 years, snow is made illegal in the United Kingdom. Prime Minister Boris Johnson threatens to fine God himself £100,000 if any snow falls during the season. And that was this day in the future. This is a disclaimer. All this day in future references may be actually and completely wrong. Please do not take this as actual fact because it isn't. Thank you much. So bye for now, and thank you once again for tuning to the Wartime Show, which is only on Tequila Radio until I find another station that will take me. I don't mean it. I don't mean that, honestly. I've got nowhere else to go, let's be honest.
Like our page on Facebook, The Walk Time Show, on Tequila Radio.